السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم في برنامجكم العربية للجميع. May the peace, blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Once again, it's another episode of this program, العربية للجميع, Arabic for all. And in this program, we are learning the language of the Quran, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the language of the people of Jannah, and the language of the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and the pious people. All this, inshallah, we are learning in this program, Al-Arabiyatul Jami'. We recommend that we have a notebook and we write down whatever we say from vocabs, from sentences, from important expressions. And inshallah, in this program, we promise you to learn some of the Arabic language with us by following just over the airwaves of Radio Islam International, inshallah ta'ala. All right, today is the lesson, and today we're focusing more on some of the grammars and also some of the means of transport. Today, means of transport and also some of the grammars, hopefully we will be able to give in today's lesson, inshallah ta'ala. And we want to write down, as we said, the important vocabs and sentences which we're going to be mentioning to you, inshallah, in this program. All right, the means of transport, we will be discussing or mentioning some of the means of transport in the Arabic language, so I hope you write it down. We studied this lesson before, but some of our students requested that we revise on this and mention it again, and those students who just joined us, maybe they can, inshallah, benefit from that as well. Speaking about the means of transport, we will be dividing it to ancient transports and the current or the recent transports. The means of transport in the past, we remember, mainly it was animals such as the jamal, which is camel. Write it down: jim, neem, lam, jamal, camel. There is another word used for jamal. It's called naqa. Naqa. It's mentioned in the Quran. Naqatullahi wa suqiyaha. Naqa. Naqa means camel. And naqa is referring to the female camel. Female camel. Naqa in Arabic. Right. So the jamal, jim, mim, lam, that animal used to be used in the past for a mean of transport. Then there is also al-hisan. Hisan is horse. Hisan, horse. That is hisan. Hisan. This is how you pronounce it. I hope you're writing down. Ha, sad, alif, and noon. Hisan. Hisan is a horse. Another word used for that, it is khayl. Khayl. And khayl meant to many ahsina, it's called khayl. Wal khayla, wal hamira, wal bighala, litarkabuha. Allah SWT is mentioning in the Quran. Wal khayla, wal hamira, wal bighal. Khayl is the horses, hamir is the donkeys, and bighal is the mules. We used all these animals in the past, and some are still using it for transports. Go from a place to a place, used al-khayl, the horses, or hisan, the plural is ahsina. Plural is ahsina. And there is also the word himar, which means donkey. Inna ankara al-aswati lasawtu al-hamir. Hamir. Hamir is a plural of himar. Hope you're writing down the singular and plural here. One of our questions is singular and plural. Himar, this is a singular, mufrad, and himar means donkey. Plural, hamir. Hamir, which means donkeys. Wal bighal. Bighal is a plural of baghl. Baghl. Ba, ghayn, and lam. Baghl, mule. The mule is an animal between the donkey and the horse. It's actually donkey and horse when they made them, being a force. Baghl, the baghl, which is a mule. So use that. Then moving on also to some of the transports in the sea. That is ship, safina. حتى إذا ركب في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها. In Surah Al-Kahf, this means transport is mentioned. As-safina. Safina is ship. Seen, fa, ya, noon, and round ta. That is safina, ship. And markib, that is a boat. Markib, a boat. And every safina is a markib. Every ship is a boat. That's in Arabic, I mean. They consider every ship a boat, a markib. And it's a big markib, small markib, like that. So markib, a boat. And you can see it's taken even from the root word rakiba, yarkabu, yarkab. Yarkab is to ride or to go over. That is yarkab. And this word yarkab is used with all the ancient transports, such as jamal, yarkabul jamal, yarkabul himar, yarkabul hisan, yarkabul naqa, yarkabu ala, he rides on or upon, yarkabu ala al hisan. You can use it yarkabul hisan or yarkabu ala al hisan, yarkabul naqa or yarkabu ala al naqa, yarkabul safina or yarkabu ala al safina, yarkabul boat al markib or yarkabu ala al markib. So yarkab means to ride or to go over. It's mentioned also in the Quran. Ya bunayya irkab ma'ana. Ya bunayya irkab ma'ana. Come with us. Join us on this. On irkab ma'ana. In a sense that join us or ride over or come with us over the safina, over the ship of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. Alright, so this is one word also. We got the boat and this markib and safina. And there is fulk, also an ancient or classical word used here. Fulk, which also means a ship. Fulk. Al fulk tajri fil bahr. Fulk. Fa, lam, and kaf. Fulk. Fa, lam, and kaf. Fulk. Right, so these are mainly the ancient transportations. Then we have some of the recent ones, such as Sayyara. The word Sayyara. Sayyara means a car. Narkabu Sayyara, a car. Sayyara is a car. That is Sayyara. Seen, Ya, Alif, Ra, and round Ta. Sayyara. Sayyara is a car. Taking from the word yasir. Yasir means to go or to move or to walk. That is yasir. Sara yasiru is different from sara yasiru. Sara with a sad is different. To become. This is sara. Yasiru sayara. Sayara is something that's moving or walking in a sense that is the car is going further in front. So that's sayara. Called sayara in Arabic. In zakah, seen ya, there is a tajdeed on top of the ya, then a fatha, so pronounce it sayya, then a alif and ra and round ta, sayyara, sayyara, ka. Then there is also the word araba. Araba is a vehicle. Araba is a vehicle. Any kind of a vehicle is called araba in Arabic. Araba. Even the cart is called araba. Cart. It's called the araba in Arabic as well. Araba cart. عين را باء راونتا عربة عين را باء راونتا. And taking from عربة the word عربية. It's a slang word. So you say عربية أركب العربية. Slang word it means also a car. عربية is a car. And عربية obviously it means literally Arabian. عربية literally means Arabian. أنا عربي. I am an Arab. أنا عربية for females. I'm an Arab female or an Arab woman. عربية or Arabian. But there is a kitchen Arabic here. Also, this word عربية means car. عربية car. Then there is also the word حافلة. حافلة, that's a bus. حافلة is a bus. ح ألف ف لام and round ta. حافلة, a bus. ح ألف ف and لام and round ta. That's a bus. حافلة. نركب الحافلة. We go with the bus. Okay. And this word bus also is sometimes it's used as well in some of the Arab countries. It's so it's understood in today's time, the same word bus. However, it's not an Arabic word, but it's also used sometimes. They say bus for it. That's how it's pronounced, bus. With a saw, the bus. It's an arkable bus. Or there's others who are using it in a French term. The French terms also sometimes is been used in some countries such as Algeria and Morocco, Tunisia, Egypt, Lebanon. Sometimes they also use the French term for that, for the bus, which is autobus, they say. Autobus. That's how they say it. Autobus. It's also used and somehow it's understood. Then we move forward to another one, that is ta'ira. Ta'ira. Ta'ira is a plane. Ta'ira, a plane. A ta'ira, very important word, because this is one of the most used transport means of transport today. A ta'ira, yeah, aeroplane. Ta'ira is ta, alif, hamza, ra, and round ta. Ta'ira. And you can see how it was Arabized, this word ta'ira from yatir. Yatir means to fly. In Arabic, yatir, to fly. Present tense of yatir. At-tayru yatiru fi as-sama. At-tayr is a bird. Tayr. Yatiru is flying fi as-sama. In the sky. So yatir means to fly. Taking from this word, ta'ir, from this verb, yatiru, ta'ir. Ta'ir is flying. It's literally flying, but it means a bird. Ta'ir is a bird. Any kind of a bird is called ta'ir in Arabic. Any kind of a bird. You can use ta'ir for it. Has a ta'ir, this bird. And then we got from that the plural, tuyur, tuyur, or ta'ir. So tuyur or ta'ir means birds. That's the plural. Tuyur or ta'ir. It's mentioned in the Quran, this plural, طير is mentioned in the Quran. وتفقد الطير فقال ما لي لا أرى الهدهد اليوم. He was searching and then he was searching in the birds and then he didn't find the hudhud. So the word طير is used in the Quran as well, and طير means birds. So we've got this word طائرة is taken from there, from the verb طار يطير, and طائرة is an airplane. Okay, so don't forget that, and don't forget the verb also, طَارَ يَطِيرُ, to fly. Moving on, there is also one of the means of transport, قِطَار. قِطَار. قِطَار, قَاف, طَاء, أَلِف, and رَاء. قِطَار, قِطَار, قِطَار means what? قِطَار means train. قِطَار is a train. نَرْكَبُ الْقِطَار. We go with a plane. Al-qitar. Qaf, ta, alif, and ra. There is a kasra under the qaf, so say qi, tar, qi. Kasra. Small dash under the qaf. Qitar. That's how it's pronounced. Not qatar. Qitar. Qatar is a different word. Qatar. It's a country. Qatar. Alright. So qitar is a train. Then, taking from that, we can also move on to the word safina. We studied already the word bakhira, also bakhira, which is a ship as well, but is used, the word bakhira is used mostly with the ships that is meant for passengers and for people moving from place to place. That's safina, that's sorry, bakhira. While safina can be used for anything, even for the goods, that's safina, ship. But bakhira is meant specifically for those people who are traveling using the ship. It's called bakhira in Arabic. Ba, alif, kha, and ra, and round ta. Bakhira. Then there is another word, that is darraja. Darraja. Darraja is a bicycle. Some are using it, darraja. And darrajatun bukhariya, that is the motorcycles called Darajatun Bukhariya. Darraja is Dal, Ra, Alif, Jim, and Round Ta. Darraja. Darraja. Darraja means a bicycle. Alright, moving on. Still in the means of transports. We're taking some of the words used with that. Some of the words used with that, like Yarkab. Also, this is one of the words, like to ride or to go over. And this word Yarkab is used with all the means of transports in Arabic. It's different from in English. For example, Yarkab sometimes can be ride, sometimes can be go upon, go with. But in Arabic, it's just Yarkab. Yarkab or Yastaqil. Yastaqil also have the same meaning, Yastaqil. Ya, Sin, Ta, Qaf, and Lam. Yastaqil. يركب السيارة أو يستقل السيارة. Then opposite of it ينزل. ينزل means to go down or to leave or to come out. That's ينزل. Also means to descend as well. يا نون زين and لام. يا نون زين and لام ينزل. Then there is another verb is used. يسافر. يسافر to travel. أسافر بالسيارة. أسافر بالقطار أسافر بالمركب أسافر بالباخرة أسافر بالتاكسي. Also we forgot to mention that, but we'll come to it just now. يسافر means to travel. يسافر. And from that مسافر is traveler. مسافر traveler. ميم سين ألف فاء راء. مسافر traveler. مسافر. And taking from that the word سفر. Safar is travel or also departure. That is safar, travel or departure. And you'll see salatu safar wa al mughadara, the departure. Alright, so that's yusafir. And yusafir always takes the preposition bi. Yusafiru bi. You can't say yusafiru tayyara, you have to use bi. You're traveling with the plane, so you, with ASB, you safir bi al tayyar. It's not fi also. You can't say you safir fi al tayyar. You safir bi al tayyar. B. Okay, so that's the preposition used for yusafir. You safir bi, traveling with. Opposite of that is yasil. Yasil to arrive. Travel arrive. Travel yusafir, arrive yasil. Yasil. Ya saad. لام يا صاد لام يصل الوصول arrival الوصول arrival يا صاد and لام that's يصل means to arrive and الوصول arrival and صالة الوصول the arrivals hall that's arrivals hall okay يصل is يا صاد and لام. Moving on, also some of the transports we just forgot to mention. Word taxi, the word it's also sayara, but we just wish to say it. It's this word taxi is also used in Arabic. Taxi, it's Arabicized. However, this word is not Arabic, but it's understood. Taxi, ta alif kaf sin and ya, ta alif kaf sin and ya. Taxi, and the equivalent word for it in Arabic is ujra. Ujra, sayara to ujra. Say, sayara ujra. That's why, because it's two words here, that's why they just prefer the English word taxi, they use it as well. While ujra, sayara ujra also is used. Say, استقل سيارة أجرة, وأنا أركب سيارة أجرة. Ujra means hired. Ujra literally means hired car. سيارة أجرة حياتك. Okay. Then the thing from that also نقل. سيارة نقل. That is a car that is used for transporting goods. That's نقل. نقل. To put your goods in it. That's نقل. نون قاف and لام. نقل. Alright. Another word used also we can use it. The word طريق, which means road. طريق road. Very important. طريق واحد, طريق اثنين, طريق N1, طريق M1, طريق. So طريق is very important word we need to memorize. طريق طاف طاء راء ياء قاف. طريق. طريق سريع highway طريق سريع the highway is called طريق سريع in Arabic طريق متعدد الحارات طريق a road that has different lanes that's called طريق متعدد الحارات the word شارع also means street شارع means street Alright, with that we came to the end of our program for today. جزاكم الله خيرا for listening to العربية للجميع. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.